In this bulletin, the federal government announces a multi-million dollar package to tackle domestic violence. Actor Luke Perry dies at the age of 52. And Melbourne Victory gets ready to kick off its Asian Champions League campaign. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The federal government has announced a multi-million dollar plan to tackle domestic violence. The money will go towards extra support services for victims, prevention, education programs in schools and frontline services, and will be spent over 4 years until 2022. Labor has also pledged $60 million to help victims of domestic violence rebuild their lives. Social Services Minister Paul Fletcher has told Sky News Australia needs to counter its culture of disrespect towards women.
One in four women has experienced domestic or sexual violence from an intimate or former intimate partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, date since the age of 15. So very troubling numbers. That's why there's a mix in this package of prevention measures. So there's $25 million for what's called a prevention hub. This will be a focus on building a prevention strategy and better coordination around the country.
Human rights advocate and high-profile barrister Julian Burnside QC will run as a Greens candidate against Treasurer Josh Frydenberg at the federal election. Mr. Burnside will contest Mr. Frydenberg's Victorian seat of Kooyong. Former Liberal turned independent Oliver Yates is also contesting the seat, which the Liberals hold by a margin of nearly 13%. Rescuers in the US state of Alabama are digging through the remnants of homes destroyed by two tornadoes that have killed at least 23 people. Winds of up to 240 kilometres per hour ripped through the state's Lee County. More than 50 people have been injured and the death toll is expected to rise. Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones says crews are working to recover those still missing.
At this point, our primary focus is assisting those who have lost their homes and certainly their loved ones, and concentrating on our search and rescue efforts.
U.S. President Donald Trump has offered his condolences.
I'd like to start by sending our love and prayers to the incredible people of Alabama, incredible state, unbelievable people, and everyone affected by the catastrophic storms that struck the Gulf states yesterday.
The New Zealand government says an IS recruit captured in Syria could face potential jail time if he returns to New Zealand. The US State Department says Mark Taylor was placed on a United States terror watch list after he used social media, including appearing on a 2015 IS propaganda video, to encourage terrorist attacks in Australia and New Zealand. He'd been in Syria with the IS group since 2014. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has confirmed that Mark Taylor is being detained by the Syrian Democratic Forces, and says if he's returned to New Zealand, he'll face the law.
Bringing terrorists to justice is something the government takes extremely seriously. As I've said before, any New Zealander suspected of association with terrorist groups should expect to be investigated under New Zealand law should they return. The police have powers under a number of acts, and I am assured they will utilise them.
Actor Luke Perry has died at the age of 52. He was taken to hospital last week after suffering a stroke. He died surrounded by family in Los Angeles. Perry was best known for his long-running role in Beverly Hills 90210. British Prime Minister Theresa May says Salisbury is now open for business, a year after an attack on the former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Ms. May is in the city to mark 1 year since the Novichok poisoning. She's praised the spirit and resolve of the people of Salisbury.
It's been a difficult year for them, and particularly difficult for the immediate victims of the reckless attack that took place on the streets of Salisbury, the use of a chemical weapon, a nerve agent, on our streets. We have been supporting Salisbury. Salisbury, the message they've given me today is this is a city that is vibrant, it's dynamic, it's a wonderful place to come and visit.
Britain has officially accused Russia of being behind the nerve agent attack, an allegation which Russia has repeatedly denied. Football and Melbourne Victory kicks off its Asian Champions League campaign tonight. Victory hosts the South Korean side Daegu FC at Amy Park. Coach Kevin Muscat says he's feeling optimistic.
Naturally, it's exciting to be here in the competition once again. We earned the opportunity to be in this competition, so we intend to be really positive about the way we go about it.
Well, now look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. Adelaide, possible showers developing and 26. Melbourne, a possible shower, 29. Hobart, possible late shower and 25 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, a top of 32. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 27. Sydney, mostly sunny, 30. Newcastle, sunny and 33. Brisbane, a shower or two and 29. Cairns, a possible shower and 32. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.